This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debo Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. It is a beautiful Wednesday evening. You know that whenever you're hearing us on air, it is definitely none other than 360, a show that brings you all things business. We bring in subject matter expert, we bring in regulators, industry champions, and most importantly, game changers. And we're still in the month of Women's Month. Let me take this opportunity to actually say Happy Women's Month to all the women out there. I'm sure some of the people are tired to say, hey, this Women's Month is not running. It's not ending or it's not actually running out, because, you know, being a man, why can't we have Men's Month? Why can't we have Men's Day? Besides Father's Day or anything of that kind. But anyway, we're not in position to be discussing those controversies. But however, we do appreciate the stand that women have actually taken to actually stand and say enough, it's enough. One thing in my research I've seen that it didn't only happen in South Africa, but even countrywide, there's women that have actually stood and said enough, it's enough, whether being politics. I know right now it's a stunt that we're having in the business space, that right now, thanks God to Triple B and transformation, that women actually beginning to stand and have a voice to say there is no way that we shall hold 1% of JSE listed companies, where else there's a lot of women out there. I've proven and I've seen that even in the Bible, during the war, there's women that stood and that said enough, it's enough. But that's not the discussion of the day. Today I'm discussing women in leadership. It's actually the discussion that we had. You know that throughout the month we've been bringing amazing women in studio that are doing exciting stuff for themselves, that are doing exciting stuff in their businesses, and that are doing exciting stuff in their lives and in everything that they do. But however, since Women's Month it's running to an end, I think we're going to start bringing the gents in, you know, because we've been having gents sending messages and emails. So when are we coming back? You know, because these women are definitely turning things around. Because what happened is that in this month, every year, without fail, we only bring in female entrepreneurs or women entrepreneurs. So that's why I'm particularly excited about the guests that I've got today. Unfortunately, I'm rolling solo today. My producer, Tsego, she's actually on leave. She needs to rest after the hectic times that we've had in this month alone. And Bulelani, I'm sure he still is on his way. You know, I always say business people don't become late. However, they do become delayed. That's why, as well, my guest is actually running late. I've got an amazing lady that is coming through. And let me particularly tell you about this lady that is sitting in front of me. It's been 2 years, guys, you know, that I've been trying to bring her onto the show. Yo, yeah, no, I thought I'm busy, but now I've realized that people are busy. That's why, you know, I had to do it specially today and bring in a life coach, you see, to come manage her so that she's able to manage her schedule in return and be able to actually attend to these things. So, you know, they always say, Hori, you know, there's a Sotho way that says, it means you ask your elders in terms of guidance. That's why I'm particularly excited that my life coach today is somebody who's elder, so they'll be able to actually transfer us the wisdom, definitely, that we need. So maybe before I actually get to more details about the show, what do? I introduce them first, or do I actually get onto the show, or what is about? But I mean, what I've realized is that according to the latest Women in Business report, only 28% of senior management roles in South Africa are held by women. Furthermore, the report indicates that almost 31% of South African companies have no women at all in senior management positions. One of the contributing factors of this inadequate is said to be a patriarchy culture in Africa, including South Africa. That's why even you'd see in certain African countries, there's no women that are definitely in power. Until we make efforts to change our minds to set roles of women in the workplace, at home, and society at large, we're going to continue to battle the inequality in the workplace. Change starts now at how we treat our children and how we strive to raise boys and girls equally in gender neutral environment so that they grow knowing that they need together. That's why particularly today in studio we'll be talking to women that are occupying a space in senior positions and or in business, and they'll be sharing some of their challenges, how they can survive, hence some of the women that I've had in studio that I've had throughout the month. But if ever you've missed out on some of those exciting shows, you can always go to www.cliffcentral.com, then go to podcast, then you'd get to actually speak or to listen to some of the shows that we had. I almost said speak to this woman. You then not unfortunately speak to a podcast, but you can listen to some of the insights that they've shared. You can even make contacts with them and actually see how they do business. My guest in studio today, Azee Hetting, who's the CEO of KCAN. She is the life coach, you know, other than just being a CEO. So I don't know how she balances, but I guess they say it's a woman's responsibility to balance that. Then I've got Matabo Matebola, who's the CEO and founder of Tebello Investments. Yeah, no, that is very suiting everywhere. But then the surname goes AWOL, but she'll make us understand how is that not going. And so we've got as well, she actually came with someone that had to cross border in regards to, she had to cross border, you know, and pay toll gates and everything for her to be here. It is her sister. I'm hoping that she'll get an opportunity to say hi. And I've got another guest that just came in. You know, I did say, you know, these people, business people, become late, become delayed. They don't become late. But however, let me take this opportunity to say hi to my guest in studio and actually welcome them. Let me start with you, Hatton. I am. How are you? Say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Hi, I'm Z.
Okay, let's try that again.
I have been one of the founder members of SciCan, which was founded in 2001. At the back end of selling my previous company with my previous co-founder, who is my co-founder again, and he's also my life partner. And we have been married for 36 years, working together for 30. Most people think it's impossible to do this with a life partner.
So let me get this right. You're doing business with your partner?
Absolutely.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
And I think it's because we're so very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different skills that we bring to the table. We think very differently. We sometimes do box, and sometimes we get on very, very well. And I think that probably the biggest difficulty in working with a partner is bringing other partners into the business. And in our previous business, we had 5 other partners.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you meet 2 people who are both quite strong individuals, put it mildly, when we're together, we're very, very strong. And I think that's really difficult for others. So it's been wonderful finding people who can work with us and stand in their own right. And at this stage, we've got a few other partners in the business who've actually managed to handle us incredibly well.
Hmm. Okay, we're going to get to the handling part. You know, let's come to Mima Tebula and say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Hi, how are you?
Let's try that again.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good.
Yes. Say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
I'm Tebello Matebula. I don't know if I must explain the Matebula.
Yeah, maybe you might as well. You know, you might as well. I'm sure Zee, you do want to know, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay, I recently got married.
Oh, recently?
Yes.
How recent is recent?
A few months. It's a year.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, nice. So you're still in the honeymoon phase?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're still happy.
Oh, okay. No, it's good. And business-wise, what do you do?
Business-wise, I run a company called Tebello Investments.
Okay.
Tebello Investments deals with supplying of promotional items.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do, we don't just concentrate on your normal branding and giving our clients promotional items. We add our signature touch.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
If you'd ask us to deliver maybe like a branded cup,
mm-hmm.
we won't just get a cup, then brand it your logo.
Okay.
We add our something so we can be
I want this
different.
something. I must get it delivered, right?
Anytime.
Yeah, no, definitely. Ma'am, come close to the mic. Say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Hi, my name is Tabisa Mposhoko. I'm from LFP Training Consultants. We are specifically dealing with skills development and assisting different companies to transform their BE scorecards into being compliant.
Is it? So I see you are well branded. Are you branded by Debel? Did you get the special card? Did you get that thing?
No, not really. I'm not sure. There's a marketing department who's doing that for us, so I'm not sure who's branding, who's not branding.
Oh, okay. What did
I
you?
I just get branded.
What do you do in the company?
I'm currently the commercial director for LFP Training Consultants.
Oh, you're commercial director?
Yes.
Oh, that's big English. What does that mean?
I'm mainly focusing on branding the company and putting the company out there, and it's interviews, after interviews, and marketing. Not really marketing, but 5% of it is marketing.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, okay. My boy, Bulelani Bala, decided to come to studio. How are you, boy?
No, man, I'm very good. I'm very happy. I'm having a good, happy day.
Is it? Why are you happy?
I've got a lot of work, but I think, I just shifted my approach, mm-hmm. you know. And I think I was listening to one gentleman yesterday speaking about how the burnout is real as an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
and stress and all that stuff. So just taking a different approach,
okay.
to the workload.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Okay. At least
you look good. You look yes.
No. Thank you.
Yeah. I tease this guy. I might look like this today, but know that I have set.
I'm making money. At least we had to have a hi from Lesotho, someone, you know.
Yes.
So yeah, please, ma'am, come say hi. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do and what are you doing more especially in South Africa. So you know, because in business you've got these women that we've got in studio doing amazing stuff. So it's something that we definitely wanna hear and see, so that they become an inspiration to other women out there. Say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is that you do.
Oh, hi. Wow, I didn't prepare anything. Hey?
No, you don't need to prepare. We're having a conversation.
Okay, my name is Lebo Ramokwa. I'm Tibelo's little sister. And okay, in South Africa, what do? I work at Develop Investments, and also we are trying to have a foundation to help people. So we actually want to do Develop Investments. It has to have a foundation.
Oh, okay.
And also we actually starting farming now.
Oh, so is it?
Yeah.
Okay, Develo, how come you didn't tell us these exciting stuff? Maybe let me ask, how does it feel to have a sister who's an entrepreneur?
Yeah, it is very difficult, especially because she's so outspoken and I'm actually the quiet one.
Yeah.
So,
she's outspoken, you're the quiet one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm always at the background.
So, doesn't she overpower you in the meetings and everything?
No, actually, she doesn't, because I feel like I don't like talking a lot, so she does that for me. And adds where I feel like she didn't say.
Oh, okay. No, and you've just added very much good on what she didn't say. But welcome to South Africa. I hope we're taking good care of you.
Thank you, you are.
Oh, okay. No, let's take it to the life coach. Z, tell me, you find in other businesses, you know, There's partners or sisters like this that complement each other. One will be stronger than the other, and you also spoke of partnership, that equally with your husband, as you guys are strong. So that's why it makes it difficult in terms of managing other partners that come into the business. How does that actually work?
So I think that one of the most important things for any business is to have a diversity in their leadership group. Mm-hmm. And when I talk about diversity, diversity happens at several different levels. And to get the most innovative, creative thinking in an executive team, or in fact any team, we need a diversity of thinking.
Okay.
So to have different people thinking in different ways in a team is key to having a high-performing team, for lack of better words. Mm.
So now you reckon they're complementing each other and mm-hmm. diversifying the thinking?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you agree, Tabella?
Oh, yes, I do agree.
Mm.
Because we've been a team since day one,
okay.
literally, because she was still studying in Pretoria.
Okay.
When we started the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was more in going to market the company and just making sure that I get clients.
Okay.
And she'll be at home and making sure she gets like quotations and invoices. Mm-hmm. So we're a team.
Mm.
We're sisters that are hustling together.
Oh, is it? Okay. Sisters keeper. There's a lady that just walked in studio. She's a businesswoman, so we wouldn't say she's late. We'll say she's got delayed, right?
100%.
No, definitely. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Afternoon, everyone at Cliff Central. Thank you for having me today. It's not the first time. So the name is Nelly Sue Masango, the founder and director of Baron Investments, Females with Finance, and Baron Academy.
Yeah, I know. The money makers, guys. Eh? So that's why, I mean, today we had to bring in a range of different women that could bring in and complement the different caliber that we're talking about. So tell me, maybe before we actually get to the crux, why the industry that you chose? I mean, you could be owning a sorbet somewhere.
What makes you think I don't?
Oh, okay.
That's a good
okay.
One.
So yeah, no. Why business?
I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like entrepreneurs are born. You know, I've never had a 9-to-5. So I know nothing about getting a basic salary. I know nothing about financial security. All I know is that if I need something and I want something, I have to go get it myself.
Okay.
So as a serial entrepreneur, you know, I'm into all sorts of things. Franchising as well as Bear Investments is what a lot of people know me for. How I started the company was a lack of finance. You know, as a startup, I didn't have any investors. I didn't have a business loan. I had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So my philosophy is, you know, it's better as an entrepreneur to start with nothing.
Okay.
Right? And then start investing in your own company before mm-hmm. you get to investors and shareholders and all yeah. sorts of things. So because money was, there was a lack thereof, especially as a young entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
I decided, you know, let me build a company that teaches people about financial independence and financial literacy, above all else, as well as, you know, business skills and leadership skills.
Did you study finance?
No, I didn't.
So, what are you teaching people?
So, that's the funny thing. I was actually in varsity when I started the company and then had a dropout due to a lack of finance. I've written all the necessary regulation exams. I'm still studying as we speak right now.
Okay.
Because you never stop studying in terms of formal education.
True.
So, when it comes to that, I think being self-taught is the best way to learn something.
True.
Because one thing I've realized, our clients, we have all sorts of clients who have PhDs, who have masters in finance, etc. So it goes back to the fact that what are people actually being taught in varsities? So education isn't just a formal qualification, it's mm-hmm. an ongoing thing.
Okay.
So there's a need for our services, and we see that, so we deliver accordingly.
Hmm. No, I like that. Tell me, would you agree? You are running a training company.
I agree, 100%. To begin with,
don't be shy. Come close to the mic or pull the mic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To begin with, the company that I'm working for, LFP Training Consultants, we started off small as well.
Okay.
We only rented about 5-room flat. It was really something that nobody thought it will be what it is today. I was a facilitator back then. I was a cleaner, I was a tea lady, I was basically everything that the company needed then. And then I worked my way up as well. I don't have any qualification as it is right now, but yet I've been working for the company for the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just got recently promoted. I was for 3 years now, I was an ops manager. I think I'm now a commissional director for 2 days.
Okay.
So it's, for me, it's an achievement that, like you just said rightfully, so you don't necessarily need qualifications, but you're not saying people shouldn't get qualifications.
Mm.
You have to. It's something that nobody can ever take it away from you. But if you, like me, where you were not fortunate enough to go through the channels of getting education that you're going to need to sustain what you're currently doing as a skill, which is why currently LFP is based on the skills development. In a nutshell, what we're doing learnership for people with disability.
Mm-hmm.
So 95% of our learners are people with disability. They've got the skill. They needed the paperwork, of which the theory that we're giving is going to accomplish them into doing exactly what they can do better. But then now that they've got a paperwork on it, it makes their life easy. The reason being, we are bridging the gap between unemployment and employment.
Okay.
In most cases, people living with disabilities are disregarded.
Mm.
I mean, in our society, it's a norm. We don't want them to be known to other people. We keep them behind closed doors because in African culture, it's a curse. But then we want to erase that, we want people to understand that people live with disability. Look, disability is not people on a wheelchair. Being bipolar, schizophrenic, polio, you name them. There's too many people that are living with a disability that we don't even know that we are disabled until that doctor can put it in a paper that, listen, you have a major depression. And that, as it is right now in South Africa, it is equal to disability. So you don't necessarily need to be, to say the least, people that we are currently hosting are the people that some of them were okay, like you and me. Mm-hmm. They've got masters. I've got one learner who has got masters in public relations. But they were unemployed for the past 4.5 years. Mm. So the learnership that we're putting them through, at least it's generic. They can get something from it, plus a stipend salary. So in a nutshell, I think in across all the industries, it's not necessarily people that have got certain qualifications that can actually do it. It's all mental.
Okay. Maybe let me say this. I don't know who does your marketing, but in a way, maybe you need to fire them. Maybe then it explains why you guys were recruiting on Base Community this week in terms of someone. Because for me, I know about your company, but I didn't know you do that. Do you understand?
Okay.
I mean, we would have long brought you on the show because we do discuss disability and entrepreneurship. And there's people that are doing amazing stuff within the disabilities space and getting people jobs more than anything. But keep up the good work that that you guys do. We are going
to
bring you back onto the show. Then we discuss that in detail because today we're discussing women. Unfortunately, almost fortunately.
Fortunately,
yes, definitely. So coming to you, Z, you know, it's we're living in a country that women are disadvantaged or have been disadvantaged for the longest time. So you running a recruitment and coaching business. Why aren't you recruiting women?
So we have many women in our team. In fact, our company is more women than men.
Mm-hmm. But you recruit women for your clients?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, that's not my side of the business. I actually run on the coaching side of the business.
Okay.
And it's been really interesting for me. We're coaching into companies all around the world. We coach into 4 different continents at this stage. And all those places have similar problems to ourselves, to certain extents. In fact, in Canada, the lack of diversity is... In the boardroom is as small as ours. We see very, very few women in the boardroom. So for me, I was very fortunate. I came into a very male world because I'm, I think, much older than most of the people in the studio.
Okay. Let me prove something to you. Bulela, grab the mic. How many female speakers do you know?
Not a lot, actually.
Because you know, being a speaker, I speak in a lot of events. Same goes for Bulelani, and half of the time we struggle with female speakers. Do you understand? And that's why for me, standing here and sitting in front of you, I think it's an insult to women. Because I don't know how many. When was the time you were on stage, Mataba?
Last year June. Yes.
She was on stage. When were you on stage?
About a month ago. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So for me, I must say you're doing a lot. You know, in terms of trying to develop other women and people in the financial space. So the message that I'm trying to make is that you need to stand. Do you understand? Because right now you're not only representing yourself, you're representing a diverse a woman that are empowered, others are struggling to be empowered, others are even giving up. Do you understand? Mm. And that's why you see your job as a coach. It's important and it matters that you take women like her, you know, and you empower them to actually go out there.
And I believe that women have so many qualities as leaders that they're born with that men really struggle to find. So it's really interesting in our new world that we're in, a world where we're required to be agile. Many men have been brought up in the command and control leadership style. and in fact me too, but but how do you actually become an empowering leader? And if you look at the research, the most important ingredient for empowerment is to be actually self-aware of who you are as a human being and how you come across to others. And women have far more of this quality naturally from birth, and we can actually look at people's brains and see that in the brain that women are born with a much larger portion of care, self-awareness, understanding, EQ, which is the all-important ingredient for leaders of the future. So why don't we have more women leaders? It is interesting you asked me that question about why don't we recruit women into business. We actually specialize in recruiting women into business, and many, many of our clients are very senior female leaders across South Africa, and we've seen just such amazing results.
Yeah.
So I actually used to refuse to speak on the difference between men and women, because I believed, so my husband, when he met me, he said to me, you know, Z, you think like a man, and I said, and I think you think that's meant to be a compliment.
Can I say something about that?
Okay.
At the end of the day, I think as women, we have to support each other. I think when I got here, I spoke to Z.
Yeah.
And then I told her a little bit about what I'm doing. And then I was actually very fascinated that she's a coach, a leadership coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's women like us who are still new in business. We still need support and we need mentors like her. Because already, I spoke to her already, I found myself a mentor. So you can't say no.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we need people that will just believe in us and give us a platform. You understand? Because with me, I love to become a good motivational speaker. I've been doing my own small programs where I speak to young black women who really want to start businesses, because I started mine because I couldn't get a job. I just graduated. So some are just staying at home thinking they can't actually change the situation. So the minute you find someone who give you hope that you can actually change the situation, that's the time they'll start changing their mindset and start doing something new and different.
No, definitely. Nelly, say, well, you've never had an 8-to-5. Well, now you've just been rolling. What gave you the balls? What gave you... Okay, you don't have balls. You've got teeth. What gave you the teeth?
All of them. Definitely. I mean, without a doubt, like I said, it was difficult to get employment. Because the two things they're going to ask you is, where's your formal qualification and where's your experience? And even so, I've always wanted to do an MBA, and that's what I'm working on right now, because I knew I was going to land up in business anyway. So, and the contrast to this conversation is that the biggest doors that were open for me were opened by men. So in as much as I'm all about female empowerment, hence we have, you know, females with finance, I have a lot of respect for men as well, because when we talk about women empowerment and supporting each other as women, we also need to involve men into that equation, because men are sitting in seats of authorities. You know, they have the power to then open doors for us and assist us, because if most of the positions, the prominent positions, are held by men. We need to include men in these conversations to understand that there are really intelligent, successful women out there who can make a change. So on my side, about 99% of my success, I could actually say it's because of men. They believed in a young black South African woman who can change everything. And as a result, I'm now inspiring and uplifting other young women and work with women of all ages to ensure that, you know what, let's just have respect for each other as women and as our relationships with men as well. And the second thing I always tell women is that let's not make women empowerment lip service. That's the biggest issue that I have, especially with Women's Month. You know, there are all these lovely events and, you know, we do our eyebrows and we go look great and amazing. And then at the end of the day, we walk out and go our separate ways. We're not exchanging numbers. We're not communicating after that and building power circles and networks. At the end of the day, men have power circles. You know, and they use that to their advantage.
Sure.
As women, the first thing is we're going to judge each other on the exterior, and then if you just don't like someone, you don't work with them. Not understanding that we have to look past that. So let's not make August just Women's Month only. It should, every day should be Women's Day, right? And the second thing is, let's not exclude men from as the equation in terms of women empowerment. And lastly, as women, let's not make women empowerment just lip service or a front to sit and have high teas.
But then, let's include men. So let me include you, my brother. You can sit. But we must include men. So then I want to include you.
What am I gonna say?
So maybe let's have a discussion as men without this woman to say what are we doing as men? Do you think we're doing enough to empower women?
I'm not too sure about other men, but I think I am. Sounds weird, but yeah, to empower women
okay.
in that context. But I think, I mean, in the greater scope, I think like her, I mean, my company, so 14 permanent staff members in the one company. I've got two other companies and that just have females. And that particular company, majority, I think 85% of my staff members are women. And unfortunately, we can't have 100% purely because of the heavy lifting. We do signage manufacturing. So not to say that women can't lift one-ton steel, but I don't know. But I think for me, it's the cognizance and the consciousness of actively going out there and looking for women that do amazing stuff. And I think one of the things that I've always said on a repetitive base is, especially even on the show, is there's so many amazing women that come to the show and they share great concepts and great ideas, but in the real grand scheme of things, people like me, so I host things like tea. I bring entrepreneurs together every Thursday, Saturday of the month. In November, we host the biggest gathering of entrepreneurs in the township in the country. And the one of the biggest struggles is finding female speakers, actually.
I'm here.
That's one of the biggest challenges because my thing is, when I was growing up, I was never short of strong women around me, whether they were my age or younger or older. Mm-hmm. They were just talking. Whether we're talking about cars or clothes or they were just talking about stuff. That then says to me that there's a whole host of amazing, strong, beautiful women that can speak about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they can share either ideas, ideologies, perceptions, thoughts, and become industry experts in whatever it is that they're doing. And I think my biggest question really to the ladies in the room is, what really keeps a lady from peeking her head up or lifting a hand up and saying, "Hey, yo, world, I'm here."
Who do you want to answer first?
I think Russian relay, whoever wants to
speak first. I'll go first. I'll tell you why. I think mainly because of we were told we can't. And most of us grew knowing that a woman is not supposed to be sitting in the boardroom. We belong in the kitchen or we belong somewhere else but not in the boardroom. But then it goes to show that... We were taught wrongly, okay? This is the era where I define who I am. I know what I know. I know what I want. I know what makes me happy, what ticks me. I mean, when I get home, I've got two kids, a son and a daughter. Every time I hear them saying, "Mama," that for me tickles me. And knowing that I can provide for them, it makes me sleep at night. So I think it all went wrong when we started to believe that type of thing is not supposed to be sitting in the boardroom across men who can define who they are, who have got balls, and I don't have. And then I learned to have steel balls that can take me from A to B or to Z. And which is why right now when you mentioning that you don't have many women who are speakers, nobody said to me, "Listen, type saying you can do it." I said to type saying, "Listen, you are going to define the odds. You are going to go beyond, over and above, and prove to yourself, not to anybody else, to myself, that I can actually be the person that I want to be. I want to be the woman that I want my son to marry. So for me to do that, I have to break all the boundaries and be there and say, listen, any woman, if you want to do it, look, people are blinded by wanting to see the door. You don't need the door. If the window is open, get in with the window. If there is no door, no window, kick it. Okay? If the window is locked, build your own door separately where you can unlock it and walk in. Present yourself to the world. The thing is, women are waiting to be announced and to be presented. This woman right now, I go to the world and say, "Listen, buddy, I'm Tabi Singh and I'm a motivational speaker. And you gotta listen to me because I know how to present myself and to carry myself. Nobody carries my bag. I carry my own bag. And if I want to speak, I will speak my mind because I'm opinionated. And where I'm standing right now, everybody else has got an opinion. But what I say about my life goes. and nobody can tell me otherwise. If I say I'm successful, believe it, I am successful. And if I'm going to speak negative, that's what is going to happen. So in conclusion, if women across any board and women of different ages can understand and know who they are and be connected to their source, and that is the internal source, this world can be a different world, because of if we believe in ourselves and stop pulling each other down. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody else makes them, like, ah, probably in my v-neck or obezilena, it doesn't work that way. I make it up, and if I do it myself, somebody else got, I don't need anybody to pat me on the shoulder. I can do it myself and say, listen, type saying, well done, you've done it. And but we want to be affirmed and confirmed.
You know, I can tell she's a speaker.
I'm sorry.
I need to have you at tea. I definitely need to have you at tea. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think the problem is that it depends which society and how you were raised. And it's so unfortunate because most of us were affected by that. It changes our mindset as a person. Because you know that where you were born and raised, you're taught a woman is not supposed to be working. A woman is supposed to get married, actually go to school, graduate, get a job, get married and make kids. That's it. So it depends on a person personally. What do you want as a woman? What do you want to achieve? Do you still want to be the same person that the society just describes as a woman? And one other thing that I think as women, we need to educate ourselves. We don't have to be certificate obtainers. Certificate obtainers are just people that they have their degrees, their MBA, their masters, but they don't think beyond. We need a black young woman who would think, I want to start a business and my business must grow to the fact that you will become a legacy. But don't stay in the legacy. You still have to grow it to become a global business. So if we as women would stop limiting ourselves with things that they don't even exist, and also you have to, I speak to myself a lot, I motivate myself a lot, and when you're speaking about that you don't need someone to just give you affirmation, speak to yourself, be kind to yourself, stay positive. Always just be a dreamer. And my sister always laughs at me all the time. I dream a lot and I believe in my dreams. So be a dreamer and make sure that you are firm in your dreaming. Do not even let anyone who's going to just come with rumors about you getting jobs because you're having other guys somewhere else. Because I also, just like Bolelang, most of things that I've achieved, I was helped by men, you know. No woman wants to help me. I'm sorry, but that it's a fact. Most of women, when I approach them, I want them to mentor me, or I love what they do. They somehow give me like a back shoulder. They're not even interested. Maybe because they don't believe in me, or maybe because they feel
intimidated.
Maybe intimidated also. Or maybe because they might feel like I'm too much. I'm just too forward, and whatever that I'm thinking won't ever happen. So we need to find women that will have faith and believe in themselves more than anyone else. Then everything will succeed.
Mm-hmm. So I actually concur with so much of what's being said around this table. And I was at a training session last week, because I also believe that you can never learn enough. It's always about ongoing training. And what I said then was, if you believe you can, you can. And if you believe you can't, you can't. And for myself, I've always believed that I can do anything that I want to do. And I was very fortunate in growing up with a lot of men around me, and seeing that whilst women brings a different impact, I think that this is all about working together. Mm-hmm. And I will concur with what Tabella says. The hardest people I ever had to deal with when I was young in business was other women in business. Yeah. And I've learned how to overcome that, and I believe you can. And yeah, I'll say that off air, what I was going to say.
Your thoughts?
Two things, really. The reason why women aren't exactly where we could be in terms of our potential: instant gratification. Mm. We live in a very materialistic era with social media, your Instagrams, where people post a certain perception of their life. Now, looking at young women, because I also work with them as well, disadvantaged young women, they see what's on social media. They see the convertible, they see the Louis Vuitton, they see all those things, and they think that's what a boss lady is. Mm-hmm. Not understanding that those are small. You can't compare 20,000 rand Louis Vuitton bag that you bought after receiving an award as a business person. You know, I had to reward myself last year. But at the end of the day, that's not what it's about. It's about opening doors for other women, encouraging other people, uplifting them. Those things are intangible. But influencing people is one of your biggest legacies. Mm. Not just leaving behind money in a great business, which is also great. You know, how you impact people is very important. So let's not, as women as well, get so caught up in instant gratification, what we look like, what we can get, we want it now. Because entrepreneurship is a journey, a very lonely one sometimes. And the second thing is validation is the biggest killer as entrepreneurs, not just women only, where we need to be validated. How many social media likes does your company have? What do people think about you? Where's your brand heading? There's some amazing companies and amazing entrepreneurs who do not have social media. Multi-millionaires. So don't also be caught up in this whole, if I don't have social media and these amount of followers, I won't be a successful entrepreneur. Social media has opened a new channel or avenue to birth new entrepreneurs. We have bloggers, fashionistas, all sorts of things, mobile apps and all these things. But don't just think that all businesses and all business strategies and models need to be validated by society. And then, of course, lastly, it's very important for us to remember the late Maya Angelou's words, where she said, you know, as I get, I give. As I learn, I teach. That's my mantra. That's what I live by. Because at the end of the day, you can't always consume. Mm. The world is full of people that are just consuming and consuming. We need to produce. And producing also means empowering other women, younger women as well. You're never too young to be a mentor. At 26, I'm a mentor. I do have mentors, but I also mentor as well. Because up to including this point, there's a lot of things that I've learned as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, that I can, that knowledge and information I can impart to younger people and to older people as well. Knowledge is something you gain, but education is an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think if you're not moved by that, I don't know what will. But I think just in the conversations in the engagement that peaked out now, I think one of the important things as well that I think as a guy advising other guys is because, I mean, we kind of get into relationship with women, right? Mm. To support, especially from a relationship perspective, because
yes.
I know that in the kind of office or work environment that I'm in, we once had an instance, I mean, a couple of years ago, where the guy came at to the office at 5 o'clock and was demanding that, you know, she needs to at least knock off at 3 o'clock, because who's going to feed the babies, who's going to be home. And when I was talking to this lady, trying to understand what was happening, I mean, her perception, or rather her understanding and her viewpoint, was that he wanted her to kind of stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
And she was staying at home, and she was bored because this kid went to creche. and I think that from a guy's perspective as well, and I think from just to advise my sisters as well, you know, don't slow down so he can catch up, eh? I mean, if he's running out of breath and asking you to slow down, don't slow down, because that's really going to be the trajectory of the relationship and the marriage, I'd like to think. I'm not a marriage expert, but I think that guys need to support women to a certain degree. If a woman is strong and she's independent and she's really doing stuff for herself, join in and find gaps that are open and add value, because those are the same business principles, are they not? You don't go to a client and say, this client, slow down, I think you guys are making too much you failed. I think you guys need to fit me into your sales strategy. You find the loopholes in the sales strategy and you add value. So
yeah, I mean, you're saying something very key. Do something. I wanna challenge Tabi Singh. Tabi Singh, you are doing something, you know, as a company, and I know you hosting an event, a breakfast tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Okay.
On Friday.
Oh yes, yeah. So what I wanna do is that I wanna challenge that we've got amazing women in studio. You're running a training company, so maybe you've got a facilities or a training center or whatever. How about we all put our network together, social media, whatever, and let's bring in powerful women. if I need to bring in powerful female speakers, movers and shakers that are older, I do not mind. I can bring in your Ipiling or your Putimahanyel or whoever.
Okay.
I'm putting up the challenge to you.
To say
let's do something and let's close off Women's Month in style.
Let's do that. And
let's bring in heads. Do you understand? You're gonna be a speaker. And you're gonna be a speaker. We're gonna be talking about, do you understand, some of the things so that we really see that if we want to really influence and use our network to work together, we can achieve something. Are you up for it?
No, I am.
Ma'am, are you up for it?
100%.
Ma'am?
Absolutely.
Are you?
I commit to it.
Okay. Are you up for it? Okay. No, it's fine. So then quickly, tell me, you hosting, tell us about the breakfast that you have on Friday.
It's a business day TV dialogue.
Okay.
More specifically, we'll be focusing on the skills development.
What have you saying?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I almost said something. When you're home, you come close. Good thing my show is uncensored, so I can say anything. Okay.
So we'll be focusing on skills development as our pillar. I think and believe that after the land issue has been concluded, the next big thing that we need to focus on is education. And mainly because of we have many graduates that are currently sitting and doing nothing. And the big question is, why would you go to varsity and earn a diploma or a PhD and still stay at home and you don't get employment? So bridging the gap will be the next talk of the century, and which is why we're having this business dialogue on Friday morning.
Okay. So for this business dialogue, who's attending? Who is it for? Who is it meant for?
The panel is too long. I can't remember all the people. I know it's there.
I'm not there. So how
are you not there?
And I'm with Business Day TV. So
I said, okay. I'm not sure who's there. I've seen the what do you call it? I've seen the invite and I've seen the panelists as well.
Okay.
But it's people, big shot of the industry, people who've been in the industry for longer than we have been.
Okay.
And for me, it's a privilege. I mean, sitting with people that have done it all.
Mm.
The only thing I aim to do is to do it all, because that's how I live my life. Do it all. Whatever it is that I do, there's always passion behind it, because I believe in what I am and who I am. I mean, our company is LFP Training Consultants.
Mm.
L stands for leadership, F is for focus, and P is for passion. And we have a fourth pillar, which is integrity. So basically, whatever that we do, whether it's going out and having drinks or doing the work, we do it with passion.
Okay. Then tell me, your attendees, is it money to attend?
No, it's not.
Is it?
No.
So tell me, I hope you still have space for my people up in studio here. We got to be in your office having breakfast. Or is wrong, ladies?
100%.
Yeah.
I'm not going to reply to that yet. I'll have to speak to the marketing department first and find out if they are line up.
Okay, there is space. Tell them that I demand the space. These are my people.
They're probably listening.
These are my people, and there's no way we are marketing. So for us, for that event to go out there, we got to be there, sitting on that table and definitely having the influence. Quickly, where is the event happening?
It's happening at Melrose Arc,
mm-hmm,
from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock.
Okay, Melrose Arc is back where?
I'm not quite sure yet.
You are very irrelevant. You know that.
I know, but I am. I do know. It's just that I received everything yesterday. I was still going through it. And then as I was preparing today, I was told that you need to pack up and be somewhere
else. Okay. Then people that want to know more information, where can they get hold of more information?
They can either Google us or they can call us on our 011-791-1602.
Call the number again.
011-791-1602.
No, definitely. Nelly, you are always hosting.
Yes, we're always hosting free workshops, whether it's female empowerment,
okay,
whether it's trading financial markets, investing, property shares, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Our job is really just to empower people and provide really great training programs.
Mm-hmm.
So they can drop us an email, info@bearruninvestments.co.za, or they can call 060-316-4360. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Bear Run Investments. And I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Nelisiwe Masang.
Mm, yeah. When are you hosting, madam?
I'm actually having a show in Lesotho.
Okay.
But we still haven't set a date as yet.
Mm.
but I...
What is the show about?
It's about empowering young women who are just, they graduated and they don't have jobs.
Yeah.
So we're trying to help them to get a mindset of getting to business.
Okay.
So, yes.
Am I on the speakers list?
Oh, yes. Yes, you are.
No, then.
And the other ladies, I'm already going to feature you guys.
Okay. So then, hey, hopefully, once you've known the date, you'll come back and tell us, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, ma'am, what are you hosting?
So, in fact, tomorrow and the next day, we're holding an open workshop called Leadership Alchemy,
mm-hmm.
which is about being a real leader and showing up as a real leader. We very seldom do open workshops, but tomorrow and the next day we actually do have an open workshop. That's at SciCan, and if you want to contact me, it's ZIZ@SciCan, that's CYCAN.co.za, or 011-883-1431.
Mm. Are you on social media? Because I know you didn't give us any details.
I get on Fiti.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, okay.
So I'm back.
No. Tabelo Investments has a Facebook page.
Okay.
It's Tabelo Investments. We also have a website, www.tabeloinvestments.co.za. I also have Instagram. It's Matabo13.
Okay. So why Matabo13?
Okay, 13th is my date of birth.
Okay.
And Matabo, it's actually my nickname.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So my name is Tabelo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You didn't give us your social media. Are you on social media?
Yeah. We are on our Facebook page. We are LFP Training Consultants, mm-hmm. and then we are on www.lfptraining as well.
Okay, that part I picked up. You did tell us. I'm saying you're on Tabiseng.
Oh yes. I do have one. Well, it's in Tabiseng Manaps Poshoko.
Hey, LFP pays you so well. That you never even that you, it's just LFP. Okay.
Excuse me.
So guys, we usually close off the show in style. There's a woman that's on the verge of giving up. Lebohang Luana, you need to come close for this one. So there's a woman that is on the verge of giving up. So what we usually do, we close off a show in style, that you're going to give away 30 seconds worth of inspiration to somebody that is listening, whether to an Elise, or whether to a Lebohang, whether to a Matabo, Tebelo, or whether to Ntabiseng that's on the verge of giving up, or to a Z, for that matter, that's on the verge of giving up. So, where do we start? Do we start with the young ones, with the elders?
Elders.
The young ones.
Oh, with the elders. Okay. Bulelani, while you bring Malebo, she's got a problem with her leg, so you can assist her. You can go. Z? 30-second word of inspiration?
So, look to the skies, get your vision, know who you are, and bring yourself into your own life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ma'am?
I'd say stay positive. Always just strive to think beyond everything and hang in there. Everyone is running their own race.
I like that. Everyone is running their own race. Ma'am?
I just want to say, if they said you can't do it, don't believe them. Believe what you say, because your weight is the last weight that you should have. And the other thing that is important is define who you are. Don't let the world tell you who you are. Tell the world who you are.
Okay. Lebohang, why are you coming to this mic? Ma'am?
Two things. Push, which stands for pray until something happens. And my favorite quote that I have, don't compare your life to others. There's no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it's daytime.
They shine when it's their time. No, somebody else is shy. Bulelani, as we close?
No, I'm like labeled today.
Oh, is
it? Solidarity.
Oh, okay. No, more than anything, thanks a lot, ladies, for coming in studio. I'd like to think we've had an exciting, insightful, and most important, informative discussion. I am going to bring you back to the show. Maybe on different times, different days, having different discussions and arguments. I promise I'm not this nice always. So maybe when we come back, we're going to really be hitting on serious conversations and discussion that we're definitely having. But more than anything, I appreciate you and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. Opportunity.
So if ever you've just joined and you missed out on an exciting discussion that we've had or that we're having with these powerful women that we had in studio, but because we're so considerate and so kind, as Cliff Central. You can always go to www.cliffcentral.com and go to podcast to actually catch the podcast of today's show, or you can even download the Cliff Central app to actually listen to what the ladies had to say. This is all that we had for you today. You know that we bring it to you every Wednesday without fail, same time, same place, right here on Cliff Central. My name is Tebogo Mafodi and Bulelani Bala. We're going to be coming out, or we're going to be going out, but more than anything, let me take this opportunity to thank you for listening and definitely tuning in with us every Wednesday without fail. So, but more than anything, one thing that I want to say in closing is that this life that we're living, it's got no limits. So do the best you that you can, because you only live once. You've got one time to actually do an amazing things, or you've got one time to actually be an amazing yourself. Try by all means to be amazing, or be the change that you want to see in your world, because there is no one like you out there but yourself. We live once, I live once. Some of us came from impossible backgrounds to actually create names for ourselves and create values that we could actually give to the world. I've always said South Africa has got close to 50 million people that are looking for that value that you have to carry. My name is Tebogo Mafodi. Bulelani Bala Bala. We out.
360 Biz on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.